Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Trump campaign's effort to overturn the results of the presidential election has suffered another setback in the courts. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court Saturday night dismissed a lawsuit seeking to prevent the state from certifying Joe Biden's victory because of objections about the mail-in ballot process. The unanimous decision said the suit was filed too late. Friday night, a federal appeals court threw out another lawsuit seeking the same result. Trump's lawyers say they'll appeal that loss to the Supreme Court. Dozens of lawsuits have been dismissed or withdrawn so far. Coronavirus cases continue to spread across the country. More than 13.2 million people have been infected since the pandemic began. Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports cases in Colorado now include public officials.
Governor Jared Polis and his husband, First Gentleman Marlon Reese, have tested positive for COVID-19. Both are reported to be asymptomatic and feeling well and will continue to isolate in their home. Governor Polis will continue to be closely monitored as well as work remotely. Polis says he is still committed to helping the public and small businesses navigate the financial strain the pandemic has caused. Even though he has the coronavirus and is isolating, that did not stop him from extending executive orders on Saturday. The extended orders include a stimulus to Coloradans who have faced hardship because of the coronavirus pandemic and extending Colorado's disaster declaration. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
In California, Santa Clara County announced new restrictions Saturday. Hotels are closed to leisure travelers and residents must be quarantined if they travel more than 150 miles from home. County Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody says everyone should stay home.
It is a matter of life and death. And we must slow this train or it will derail.
Small businesses across the country are struggling to remain healthy amid the coronavirus. The Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, when people are encouraged to patronize small businesses, comes at a critical time for them. NPR's Amy Held reports.
Already, tens of thousands of America's small businesses have not survived the pandemic. Others are limping along. Amanda Ballantyne, executive director of the Main Street Alliance, spoke to C-SPAN.
There have been public policy shutdowns of businesses. There's been a huge decrease in consumer demand for small businesses.
In the nation's most populous county, Los Angeles, a three-week health order starts Monday, banning in-restaurant dining. Retail businesses can stay open there, but only at 20% capacity. As the CDC warns against shopping in crowds. More businesses are relying on online sales, but whether they can count on Congress is another question. Lawmakers remain deadlocked on new relief that could provide a lifeline. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A new study finds that cave artists in California used hallucinogens. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports on evidence that a flower helped the artists enter a trance-like state.
Archaeologists have long hypothesized that the people who lived in California before Europeans arrived sometimes chewed plants with hallucinogenic properties. Newly published research describes a cave in California with paintings that possibly represent one such flower. Archaeologists from Oregon, California, and the UK found bundles of plant matter in the cave that had been chewed. The bundles contained hallucinogenic molecules, chemical analyses revealed. What's more, many of the plant bundles contain the flower that appears to be painted in the cave. The research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Worldwide, hallucinogens from a variety of plants and fungi are thought to be involved in making prehistoric art. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Ethiopia's prime minister said Saturday that federal troops now control the local capital of the Tigray region, where rebels have been fighting government troops for more than 3 weeks. But the leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front says that he's not giving up. Claims from both sides are hard to verify since phone and internet access is down. Pope Francis elevated 13 new cardinals at St. Peter's Basilica Saturday. He warned them not to use their titles for personal advancement. Among the new cardinals is Wilton Gregory from Washington, D.C. He's the first African-American cardinal. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.